Good evening. It's January 11th, 2016. This is the meeting of the Pacifica National Board Elections Committee. I'm the chair, Bob Lederer, and our secretary, Michael Novick, will now please call the roll.
Okay, Riley Abbott, WPFW. No, he's not on the committee anymore. Teresa Allen, KPFT. Jim Brown, WPFW. Maria Elena Castellanos, KPFT. Janet Coleman, WBAI. Marion Douglas Ngaro, WPFW. Say Luis Fuentes Roman, KPFA. Tej Graywall, KPFK. Mark Hernandez, KPFA. Cynthia Johnson, KPFA. Janet Coburn, KPFA.
Present.
WBAI is here, the chair. Frank Lefevre, WBAI. This is Michael Novick, the secretary, KPFK. Lawrence Reyes, KPFK. That is going to be late. Serene Roberts, WBAI. In trouble with the phone. Nancy Saibar Naritomi, KPFT.
Present.
Peter Tucker, PFW. No, so that's only four members currently on. Not a need nine.
Right, yeah.
Is the NES on the call, on the line? National Election Supervisor LJoy Williams?
She should, I believe she'll be coming on shortly.
Okay.
Well, so we don't have a quorum, but as in the past, we are able to listen to reports and ask questions. So let me ask, is there any objection to hearing the report and having a Q&A with the National Election Supervisor for, let's say, 45 minutes? Any objection or amendment to that proposal?
I'd like to propose 30.
30? Okay. Any discussion of the amount of time we should have for the report?
Was that Serene proposing 30?
Yes, that was Serene.
So it's really back on, okay.
Okay, so hearing no other proposals, and we'll, without objection, it will be 30 minutes. And the other thing we do have to discuss, of course, is our next meeting. So while we wait for LJoy Williams, let's just talk for a minute about the time for the rough time frame before we get into what dates people are available. Are we thinking... I'm not sure there's an urgency for more than our, you know, our kind of typical interval before the elections got into the intensive season was about less than a month. Does someone see the need to meet sooner than a month from now?
Well, I'm not sure. I think if we'd had a regular meeting today, it would be less than
Janet Kay, can I...
Were you done, Michael?
Yes, right.
Okay, go ahead, Janet.
Well, a month from now, I'm thinking, and I haven't thought it through, that with the new PNB and the new year, the committees will be changed as well. So I don't know how that would factor in. Just raising that as an issue.
Sure. Go ahead, and then I'll call myself.
I don't think that PMD, the new committees, are going to be up and running by the 8th, which is what I think a month from now is. The new board isn't even seated until the 28th, and I'm pretty sure that by the 8th we will not have new committees formed. Certainly it wouldn't include, you know, local members, many of whom are being seated late also. But let me finish, please. So I would propose a meeting on Monday the 8th.
February 8th. Okay. Yeah, I was going to say something similar and just wanted to add this, that my
Janet,
memory...
Can I get back on the back?
Yes, when I'm done. That my memory is that of many years being on PNP committees or listening to calls, that they're very rarely reconstituted until at the earliest sometime in late February and sometimes not till March. So I don't think we have to worry about a turnover. I mean, I do agree that the group of us who've been on the committee for the past year should kind of have some wrap-up and lessons learned and so forth. I think that would be a fruitful discussion. But I don't think there's any risk that by meeting the first week in February that we won't all be here to have that discussion. So go ahead, Jen.
Well, I would not be able to make the 8th, just for your information. But,
okay, 15th, well, like I said,
I'd be fine with the 15th, but anyway, I'm just saying.
Okay, well, I would hope that Elle Joy could join us. Obviously, by that point, her tenure with Pacifica may be over, so she may not be able to, but let's wait, discuss it with her before we come back and set an actual date. Okay, does anyone else want to weigh in? I'm still waiting to hear from Elle Joy.
Yeah, this is Nancy.
Yes.
I think for the next meeting, it's a possibility that maybe some of us will not be elected, re-elected or for the by the end of the month. So can we just say the next meeting in February, if we do have one, that the old members and the new members meet together so we have some kind of, you know, history of it doesn't just chop off, you know, like we kind of overlap. But of course, the newly elected ones will have the vote. And if the ones that don't have the vote are not elected, then they'll still have a vote. But, I mean, I hate to just, you know, meet February and then some of us are not supposed to come on. I think we should say to everybody by email that everybody on this committee that's been following this election should stay on to the next meeting at least.
I think that's an excellent proposal, and we've done things like that in past years of this committee. So let me ask, is there any objection to whatever the date turns out to be, which we'll decide later in tonight's meeting, that we invite any former committee members to be on a guest, non-voting guest, and to fully participate in the discussion. Is there any objection to that proposal? Okay, hearing none, that's what we'll do. And who just joined while we were talking?
This is Elle Joy.
Hi, Elle Joy. Thanks for being with us tonight. We don't have a quorum, but we decided to go ahead to hear your report and ask Q&A for about half an hour. So,
sure. My update is quick anyway.
Okay, and then we do want to ask you about the next meeting, whether you're able to attend it, because we know that your time is going to wrap up with us with Pacifica soon. But why don't you start with your report?
So, as you know, all of the voting period of the elections are over. I myself was physically at KPFK for the final day, collecting ballots. At the three remaining stations, we had election supervisors at each of the stations, collecting any paper ballots and assisting any voters with online votes on the day of. We all sent our ballots overnight to the vendor to complete and go through their checks to do the results. I just posted, maybe just before I left the office, the unofficial turnout for KPFT and WBAI. So those were posted to the elections website. It'll be sent to the board and to the committees as well in a separate email. All three stations met quorum. So everyone can breathe a sigh of relief about that, particularly at WBAI. All three stations in both categories met quorum. the vendor, I should have the final documents, just like we have for KPFA, for KPFT and WBAI. Those should be up tomorrow, just as we go through the final review. And KPFK, as you know, the ballot was different. It takes just a little bit more time. I don't have a specific day. It should be this week. It should be tomorrow. Oh, let me get that quote. Hold on. When it estimated. You know, as the bylaws gives, you know, us 15 days to actually produce the results. And so I know people were emailing, texting, calling, and as I was responding to folks, I gave the, you know, general update of how much the time the bylaws allows us. I did not want to rush the process, because when you rush things, you miss things and make mistakes. And so we wanted to make sure that we were doing it correctly and doing it as in a timely fashion, as we know that you guys need to proceed with appointments and selection or election for national board process. So I did not want to rush. We wanted to make sure we did everything properly so that there would be no confusion or problems towards the end. So we, just like we did for KPFA, we've, you know, posted the, we'll post the updated quorum numbers. KPFT and WBAI is already up. KPFK should be up by tomorrow, unless there's some issue. And then we'll have the files, just like we had for KPFA, put on the website as well. I also began collecting materials, hard copy materials from the election supervisors while I was in California and went to Oakland. I also drove over to Berkeley and got materials from there, from KPFA, and collecting all of the reports from the election supervisors and the materials. We've been working on the final report all throughout this process, and so it will just spend the following time to just make sure we organize all of the information as well as receive all the information and materials from the vendor. According to the bylaws, as such, I instructed the vendor not to destroy anything from the election. Typically, you know, after the ballot counts, they just destroy paper ballots and things received. They already know that it should not be the case. All of that information will be packed up and organized and will be sent to the secretary as per your practice. As well as organizing our tracking database, and all of this information will be not only in the final report and indexed and categorized, so that Pacifica has you know, all of the information pertaining to this election. As well as any donations that were received. As you know, the first batch of donations were sent just before or 2 weeks before the holiday, and we'll be sending those to the stations, any other donations received from the station as well. I think that is it. In terms of an update, we'll be, I'll issue a separate memo on the final budget and finances for the election. So that'll also be not only included in the final report, but it'll be a special issue memo because I know that they're, the ED has asked me for that as well. I believe that the board would also like to know what the total amount was spent in comparison based upon not only previous elections, but what the proposed budget was at the beginning of this process. So that is in a sort of a brief update. And as I said, things will be being published and put out over the remaining days of this week. So that's that. I'm sure you guys have questions. If I have answers to them, I'll give you answers. And if I don't, it will probably be have to wait to another reporter memo. So that's all I have right now.
Okay, thank you very much, Eljoy. I was unclear about one thing you said as far as the dates of announcing the results at WBAI and KPFT. Can you say again when you expect that to happen?
Probably tomorrow at the, I will say probably tomorrow, if not first thing Wednesday morning.
And that would be a certified result?
Yes.
Okay. All right. And for KPFK, what's your guess?
KPFK, I don't have a specific, hold on, let me see. We can work on KPFK. I don't have a specific day for KPFK yet. But it should be towards the end of the week. Obviously, again, their ballot was different and required a lot more work.
Right. Okay. Thanks. All right, the floor is open for questions.
Jana Kay.
Go ahead, Jana.
Okay, so first, hi, Joy.
Hi.
I assume you followed the email exchanges I've gotten going about the Choice Plus Pro verification, comparing that to the Simply Voting and these exchanges between Brian Lack of Simply Voting and Steve Willett of Voting Solutions, which maintains Choice Plus Go, and then also Dave Kadlercheck. I, for one, I just wanted to let you know I'm satisfied that what has been done in terms of the software and the processing is I'm not going to challenge myself any discrepancy when it comes to those two FTV applications. So I just wanted to raise that. I have some questions. So first of all, in what form will the electronic ballots be provided to me, the PNB secretary? I mean, the paper ballots are physical documents. And so what about the electronic ballots?
Well, I mean, it's entered just like the Excel sheet that's open. It's the raw file, right?
So the raw file.
Yeah.
Okay, these last two questions have to do with the final report. I wanted to know whether Choice Plus Pro verification results will be included in the final report. I mean, I'm assuming that stations other than KPFA will run Choice Plus Pro, and maybe there might be some issues that come up. Right now, you know, I said that I don't have any issues, but in any case, I wanted to know whether those verifications will be included in the final report. And then I have one more
question.
Well,
from my understanding, the final report is my actions for the election process sort of directed by me. I think, you know, that would be up to the elections committee and the board on whether or not for the Pacifica Foundation's purposes, whether or not for their official, you know, reporting of the election, that they will be adding, you know, that verification to the overall report. My understanding of the report is, you know, both mine and the election supervisor's activities. And then for Pacifica Foundation's purposes, if you want to archive the election and sort of include those in there, I guess that would be the, but I didn't conduct or, conduct requests or oversee, the Choice Plus Pro verifications process. So, that would be an addendum that the board would have to do.
Okay, and then finally, related to that, there it was the comparison of the KPFA candidate CART schedules to the actual airing of the CARTs that I submitted. And that is something that the LES was supposed to provide, which did not happen, and I wanted to know if that will be included in the final report.
At KPFA?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, you're assuming that that was not included in her final report. But again, our final report is the actions that we conducted. I think it's definitely appropriate for Pacifica Foundation's purposes in archiving the entire elections process. Just as I'm assuming that your search for a national election supervisor would be attached to or an addendum to the entire 2015. To early 2016 election process. That's something that I wouldn't include in there, right? So I think that's the appropriate process in terms of that.
Okay, thank you.
No problem.
Did somebody join the call? Hello?
Hi. Sorry, I dropped the call. I'm taking it another way. So who else wants to speak?
Michael Novick for a sec.
Sure. Go ahead, Michael.
So thank you, Joy, for everything and for getting at the station. It was nice to meet you face-to-face for a minute there. My question is related to the difficulty of our election in terms of the having the full board up. Do you have some definition you're making as far as handling the filling of the seats? Some of them are 1-year seats and some are 3-year. Is that... I'm not sure if that's
all. Yeah, it's based upon the order of election, right? So it goes from the top vote getters down. That's to the bottom. So that's in terms of what you mean, who is serving 3-year
yeah.
terms and who's mm-hmm. serving 1-year term? Yeah.
Yeah. But okay. All right. Thank you.
Yeah. So when we do the update for KPFK. It'll not only have the order, but it'll have, next to 3-year term, and go down from there.
Okay. This is might be moot at this point since it's so close to getting the official announcement, but I did get somebody. Sorry, no, I don't think that was me. I did get several requests from listeners who said it would have been good to have an announcement on the air.
Sorry, go ahead.
Would it be good to get an announcement on the air that after the election was over, because a lot of people were still a little confused about the last things that they heard were things were still trying to get there. So, and I think that would be a good advisory. I think that's probably too close at this point to total results now, but... I think that the election supervisor will be to make some kind of card saying thank you.
Okay. So from what I'm hearing, you want after the results, you want a card airing about the results?
This is more so in this sort of interim period when we did make the quorum, but there was nothing on the air after the election ended to say something like, thank you for voting, made the quorum, appreciate it, or something like that. So just for the future, I think it would be a good thing to put into the report as a vote, a heads up to do that. I think at this point it's kind of moot because the result will be out in a couple of days, maybe, or by the end of the week, and I assume we'll announce those in some way. on the air. I don't know. Were the results announced over the air at KPFA or just on the website?
No. Yeah, it was just posted. I know they posted it at the station. And it was, you know, sent around, but I think it was posted on that station's actual website.
Mm-hmm.
I don't believe there was a card unless the LSB did a card.
This is Karen.
No card. There was no card. It was Danica.
Okay.
KPFA.
It might be something for us all to think about for the future, that the listeners would, you know, want to hear it as listeners.
Okay, Serene.
Okay, so I want to suggest it not just for the future, but for this present election. I think it would be sound that after, you know, people have been hearing the LESs talk about the elections for months to finally, you know, hear the results of the people who are elected. So I would hope that you can get them to do that. And I'm also wondering whether there's a plan to have each LES send an email to all the candidates with the results instead of just posting them on the website.
Yeah, I thought KPFA sent to all candidates, or at least I sent to all candidates, one of us did, with the results as well as to the board and to the elections committee. And then we sent and it had also a link. This is posted on, you know, actually on the website. So, yeah, we'll be doing that, yeah.
Okay, great. I just want to make sure that people are going to get the information directly.
Can I get back on it?
Sure. Just one second, Michael. I just want to support the request, Helljoy, for you to ask the LESs to make cards announcing both the listener and staff winners. I think, particularly the listener election has had so much airtime at those stations where the elections happened. You know, people need to have some closure on that, and I think that would make a big difference in just people feeling included in the process. Okay, go ahead, Michael.
And then Janet Kay, I'd like to get on the stack again.
Sure.
Again, it may be moot at this point, but we had asked if you could notify all the candidates at KPFK about the dates of the LSB meeting and the PNB meeting, so they would have as much of a heads up as possible if they won. So at this point, since it's so close to knowing,
I sent a contact list of all of the candidates to the secretary. So, yeah, I responded. I saw the emails going back and forth on whether it was appropriate and all of that, so I just sent the contact list of the candidates to the secretary.
The secretary of the LSB, you're saying? Or to Janet?
No, the PNB secretary.
Janet. Okay. So, Janet, you have that?
I do.
Okay, I wish I had known that. I think it would have been good if we had notified people. But I think at this point, it's almost moot because we'll probably have results if we just notify the winners. But either way, we have our LSB meeting scheduled for the 24th, and as much notice as possible people could get of that, I think would be preferable. And then the PNB meeting also, I would say they should all be noticed.
This is Serene.
Go ahead.
Janet K. Okay, I have a PNB.
I'm sorry, Bob. Janet is saying she was on the stack. I'll wait.
Oh, I'm sorry. I forgot. Yes, Janet, go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, I have a quick question. So, regarding an on-air card, let's say at KPFA, I understand that the LES is no longer employed, and I'd like to know whoever other people knew.
Yeah, I can hear. I'm sorry.
Hello, can other people knew? Wow. I just wanted to know how many of the other LESs are still employed.
Yeah, KPFA is she. They are still also, I believe, at least until, I have to look specifically. I don't remember off the top of my head what dates their contracts and were extended to. So I don't have an answer for that right now. But I can tell you that the remaining two have not submitted, you know, their final reports, and therefore have not, you know, their final invoices have been paid.
Okay, Serene?
In answer to following up on what Michael was saying, that the PMDA actually passed a motion that the NES was to get the addresses, or to arrange to have the LESs provide the email addresses of all candidates, listeners, and staff, so that the local chairs, to provide that information to the local chairs, so that the chairs would send out the letter notifying people of the timeline, et cetera. I don't know if that was passed on to you officially, Joy.
Okay, so sending it to the secretary wasn't sufficient. I needed to send it separately to each LSG secretary, which, by the way, I do not have contact information for.
You sent it all to Janet Coburn?
Is that the secretary of the PMB?
Yeah.
Then yes, that's who I sent it to.
For all four stations? Well, all three
yeah.
stations?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I see. Okay. And Janet, Bob, can I ask Janet a question?
Yes.
Okay, since the board motion was to have the NES actually ensure that the chairs got the information, not that the PNB secretary get the information, when you got it, did you pass it on to the local chairs?
I've not yet done that, and that's my next project. Well, actually, it was for internal PMB communications with the technology department. But I, as part of that, I would be sending information to the LSB chairs as well. I also don't know who the LSB, the new LSB chairs, well.
No, there are no new LSB, just there are no new LSB.
Well, there's one, there's one. There's one.
Yes,
right. Right, and I will be sharing that with the LSB chairs and I guess the LSB secretaries too.
Right, but the process that you may want to use to engage the technology, the tech in Pacifica has nothing to do with the fact that the PND asked that the information be provided to the board chairs by January 5th. So to hear on the 11th that you have it and you haven't passed it on to them so that they can provide proper notice to all of the candidates is, you know, it's not great news.
May I respond, please?
Yes.
It was not my job to do that. That was not what the motion was. But I will do my best to help with that.
Okay. If somebody could just send me who I'm supposed to send it to and by station, I mean, I can do it. It's not a big deal. I just, I mean, we're operating under the assumption that I automatically know who chairs and secretaries are, and I don't. So I thought sending it to the one person would have that information. If not, then just send me an email on who I should send it to.
Yeah, well, the thing is that I know what the board passed because this committee passed that motion on to the board, and the board did not say send it to the PNB secretary so she can do whatever she wants, you know, with the tech people. What the board explicitly said, which is not what was relayed, what the board explicitly said was get it to the, and I'm not faulting you on this, Joy, what the board said was get it to the board chairs, to the LSB chairs. The PND secretary then wrote a letter that said, oh, send it to me, and has had it apparently, and the board chairs still don't have it, which means people are getting notice of, you know, they're going to get maybe 7 days notice or whatever the case is, instead of the full notice that we try to give them to ease their schedules. That's all.
Okay. Does anyone else have questions? We're nearing the end of our time. Actually, I have one other question for Eljoy. Do you know yet when you will be able to write your final report? And I think I heard you say you're not sure of the time frame for the three remaining LESs as to when they'll write their reports, but if you know any of that. And also, are you going to include, as past NESs have included, recommendations for changes in the future to make
So the LESs, I instructed them to start writing theirs 3 weeks ago, so I should have that at least by next week, at least I'm expecting. Regarding mine, I should have the cumulative piece by the end of the month, which would be the end of my term, I believe, following the extension. And yes, it will include a whole number of recommendations for future elections, which I'm, from my understanding, you guys start up again in like 3 months.
Right. Okay. Last call for any questions. If not, we're going to move to our next meeting date. Okay. All right. So before you came on the call, we were...
I have a question.
Okay.
Sorry. When did you say your report would be finished, Joy?
It should be done by the end of the month.
Okay, thanks.
Okay, so that, I think, makes a nice concordance with what we discussed before you came on, which is the idea of meeting, if possible, in the first week of February. Now, you know, I realize that at that point you may no longer be on contract, so I'm going to ask, and, you know, you can do what you feel is possible. Would you be able or willing to come on a call in early February with us to kind of wrap things up?
I can't answer that, and I would say not to, you know, schedule it based upon my availability, because I have a campaign that is the first 2 weeks of February. So I can't commit to a date or anything at this time.
Okay.
But if I know about it and I can put it on and try to, you know, I'm sure you guys will have questions about, you know, the report and things like that. And if I can make it, I will try. But the first 2 weeks of February, I have a campaign.
I understand. Well, we really appreciate your openness to the possibility of coming on. So, all right, with that said, folks, what are the current proposals for the next date?
Janet Kay.
Go ahead.
February 15th.
Okay, which is a Monday, right? Is
that correct?
Okay.
Yes.
Hello, this is Lawrence.
I'm sorry, who spoke?
Oh, this is Lawrence.
Oh, Lawrence. Okay. Hi, Lawrence.
Sorry about that. I had a crisis.
No problem. We're just setting our next meeting date. So the first proposal is Monday, February 15th, and who else wants to suggest a date?
This is I'm asking whether or not that's a holiday.
Okay, I'll try to look that up.
President's Day.
MLK is the 18th.
No, we're talking about February.
Oh. I really, you know, think that a holiday should be also a little holiday from Pacifica, in which way too many of us live way too often.
Yeah.
Well,
my calendar.
Chinese, February 8th, Chinese New Year. That's another holiday.
Hold on. Just in terms of the calendar, Washington's birthday is celebrated. It's a federal holiday on the 15th. So, Serene, do you want to go with your what you mentioned before about February 8th? Okay. Any other proposals or discussion on these two proposals?
Sorry, I was muted. This is Michael Dosek.
Go ahead.
I was asking about February 1st.
Okay.
Monday.
I have a. There's another governance meeting. It's not posted yet, but there's a WBI meeting.
All right.
At which both Bob and I have to be present.
That's true. Yes.
You're saying that's a WBI governance?
Right.
But that would
both,
be
the two of us are both on that committee.
Okay, but that's the later meeting.
Right. Yeah,
what do you mean?
No, it would conflict. The time would conflict.
Okay.
Michael.
It begins at what?
It begins at 7 p.m. We won't be done at 8:30.
Does anyone have any other proposed dates?
Jana Kay.
Go ahead.
February 22nd. If it has to be a Monday, I'm just proposing that.
This is Serene.
Okay, go ahead.
I want to say that's like way too long. It's one thing to try to snatch Joy back after a week or so. It's another thing to try to do it 3 weeks later. It's like a totally different headspace. But that's just my opinion.
Well, I
February 25th?
I'm sorry, you said February 25th?
January 25th.
Oh, January 25th.
We have the same topic.
Right.
The same concept for the first.
Yeah, the committee we're on is meeting very often. So, yeah, that's another conflict.
All right. I don't know what to say. I've often had a National Finance Committee and local Finance Committee meetings on the same night, but I guess the schedule is different for some of the West Coast.
No, it is. Well, my feeling about the 8th versus the 15th is that while normally I wouldn't want to meet on a holiday, I think it's important that people who've been active on the committee all year have an opportunity to participate. So, so let me just finish. So unless if there's someone else on this committee besides, if there's anyone on the committee who cannot make the 15th, then I would, you know, I would not recommend it. But is there, so let me ask that. I understand the preference is not to have it that night, but is there anyone who could not come on the 15th? All right, then is there any further discussion?
Bob, this is LJ. I know you guys were discussing February 8th.
Right, we were. The two proposals were the 8th versus the 15th. Do you know if one is any better than the other? I know you said your schedule is up in the air.
Yeah, and you know February 9th is the New Hampshire primary. Like
okay.
The top, yeah.
So you're saying the 8th is absolutely impossible for you to be on, right? But the 15th maybe or maybe not. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, then that would be all the more reason, I would say, for us to go for the 15th. So any final discussion before we vote officially? Okay. So is there any objection to meeting next on Monday, February 15th?
Bob, this is Nancy.
Yes.
Do we have quorum? We can make a vote?
Whenever a group does not have quorum, the one thing they can do that's binding is set the next meeting date.
Oh, that's right. Okay. Thanks. Jana Kay, may I also... Now, there was a bylaws amendment that was passed. It's been approved, and that has to do with meetings that do not make quorum, and just a reminder that the bylaws amendment requires minutes of who is present.
Yeah, I'll produce them.
Okay. I just wanted
Very
to.
Very good. Thank you, Michael. Yeah. And thank you, Janet, for reminding us. Okay, so then without objection, our next meeting is Monday, February 15th. And I think on behalf of all of us on this committee and throughout the Pacifica family, if we can call it that, Eljoy, we really want to express our heartfelt thanks for all the diligent and careful and meticulous work you've done over the past year. You know, we're looking forward to the conclusion of the process and, you know, moving on to the next step. So thank you again.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
Good night, everyone.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.